privilege to receive that award, you know, on behalf of such a prestigious man in Donegal GAA, you know, so I'm just delighted, and I thank my teammates for it too, you know. I'd say it was only a flip of a coin, you know, between a few of them who were excellent all year, so just thank them for everything.
What has it been like since you went across and lifted the Dr. Maguire Cup in McCool Park after that marathon session with Guido Orr as captain, as a young man?
Listen, it was one of the best days there of my career, definitely, and it's just been unbelievable, you know, the euphoria in the town now, the last couple of weeks since that, it's just been brilliant, and the community spirit really has come to the fore, you know, and it's just unbelievable to see that, and see the young bucks there as well, you know, looking up on the team, you know, and hopefully drive them now for in the coming years as well.
Yeah. And of course, it's not that very long ago since you were a young buck looking up as well. You were doing that in 2010 when they were last in the final in Ulster.
That's it. I was a young buck myself back then in 2010.
What age were you then?
I was 15. So it's just coming in near the minor grade and that, you know, so that was definitely a big bearing on my football as well, and my aspirations, seeing Anthony lift the Maguire in 2010.
Where's your brother Anthony?
My brother Anthony in 2010, yeah, lift the Maguire, so, and I suppose they were only kick a ball away as well in the Ulster final, so there were big moments for Niamh Connell, and this is another big moment for us now this year as well, so hopefully it all goes well.
And it was a big time for the Thompson family as well, wasn't it, because Leon was on the team and Aaron was in the squad.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, it was. They were brilliant times, you know, for our family, and they were special times, you know. Mum and Dad there would have been supremely proud of that. And again, this year as well with Anthony and Aaron involved as well. So it's just brilliant times for our family.
So Anthony was captain, and you're captain now.
That's it. I had took over the leadership, I suppose, from him. So. Hopefully I can go one better than him than he did in 2010. It'd be a nice lift.
You couldn't really think of Ulster and you won Donegal, could you?
No, that's it. I think we were actually fourth favourites, you know, when we were in the semi-final stage. So, listen, we knew we had the team, we knew we had the players there, and we knew we had the panel. We've made a lot of substitutions in every game, you know, and they've come in to do a job. And listen, we weren't looking past Donegal. It's a supremely hard championship to win. And once we got over the line there, you know, we were just absolutely delighted. And I think then you can really focus on Ulster then, because it really is wide open.
And is it kind of the pressure off a bit as well when in the early stages in Ulster?
That's it. Listen, Donegal is a lot of cagey football, you know, and teams are nearly going out not to lose rather than win, so just getting into Ulster, it's added an added bonus, and you really do open out and start to play good football then as well.
That was a brilliant performance, probably one of the New Connors' best in a long time last Saturday night against Clontibret.
That's it. I think as a collective we were very good, you know, and keeping Clontibret defensively to our 3 points in the first half was just brilliant on our behalf. So it was a good team performance, definitely, and we're just every game now, I think we're getting more into it as well.
Going in now against Kilcoole, do you know much about them? Obviously, you know, they've been there and thereabout. They've been in Ulster for the last 8 or 9 years, bar I think last year.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, they've won maybe 7 or 8 championships there and down in the last 10 years. So they're supremely brilliant side, and they're going to be a huge opposition, you know, in the final. And it's going to be a tough battle. They'll go into the game as favourites, and rightly so. But
listen, see them against Derry-Connolly.
I seen them. I just watched them on TV myself. I suppose it was a tight, cagey match, you know that. But they did come through it. I think they got the goal, and they pushed on then, you know. And you could see that they do have a lot of talent in their teams. The two Johnsons are brilliant players, you know. Conor Laverty there, full forward, he's a very experienced player, and they have a lot of all round good players there that really will cause us problems. So it's just important now. We've our homework done on them, and hopefully go into it with good preparation.
Your brother Anthony said to me after the county final when we were talking, he says, and we've a good team too.
That's it, exactly. Yes, we've been written off by the media now and everyone else in the county as well the last number of years, but no, we knew ourselves in the circle, you know, in the Niamh Connell circle, that we had the players, we had the management team as well. So no, we are a good team too.
More attack minded this year, would that be fair to say?
Aye, definitely. I think we definitely focus on that a lot more. I think
you still have the defence like watertight.
That's it. Yeah, it's I think we definitely focused on the attack more, and we had the two boys inside, Big Kieran and Big Charlie as well, which gave us a bit of an aerial threat, so that caused teams a lot of different problems as well. And defensively we were sound as well, you know, just boys there that just really, it really is just hard work, you know, and really just putting in the hard yards in the match, and it's just a credit to play alongside them.
As we said, 2010 come up short, back again, with quite a few of that team still there.
That's it. I think there's six still involved, you know, and I suppose in 2010 losing to Cross McLean, it wasn't anything to be ashamed of, you know. They're a top team, and listen, if we end up losing to Kilcoo as well, it'll be no shame either, because they're another top team. You're not going to get any easy games in Ulster, but I think we have that experience, and we have that youthful energetic exuberance as well within the team, so we're definitely going to give it a good rattle.